collaboration, and innovation.
This program may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
Welcome to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. Off the Shelf gives a voice to commercial service and product companies selling in the federal market. Larry speaks to members and government officials about procurement policy trends, innovations, and debates. Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Now here's your host, Larry Allen.
We have a great show for you today, one that I've been looking forward to bringing to you here on Off the Shelf for a little while. We're going to be discussing change management and what that means. Right now, the government itself is in change and flux. Many agencies are having new duties given to them by the Obama administration. Some of them are having the duties that they have traditionally performed be changed around. So there's a lot of change to manage, and I have two expert guests this morning. They're going to talk about the professional career of change management that's emerging not just in the government market but commercially as well, and what that means for people doing business in the government, whether you're in the government or if you're somebody that's doing business with the government, how that could affect you. Before I introduce my guests today, I want to remind our listeners that we welcome your feedback. If you have a question for my guests today or myself, show topic you'd like to see here, you can catch us here at Off the Shelf at federalnewsradio.com. That's Off the Shelf at federalnewsradio.com. I want to talk a little bit more later on in the show about the Excellence in Partnership Awards the Coalition has coming up and the fact that nominations are open, so stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, I want to go ahead and introduce my guests today. They are Maria Darby. Maria is a senior vice president with the firm of Booz Allen Hamilton and expert in change management. With her is Brooks Holton. Brooks is a man of many titles. Currently, he is Associate Professor of Management at the McDonough School of Business at Georgetown University, where he also holds the title of Interim Associate Dean. Maria and Brooks, welcome to Off the Shelf.
Thank you, Larry. Good morning.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
Great to have you all both with me this morning. As I mentioned at the top of the show, change management is an emerging profession, and it's a professional designation that people in and out of government are trying to bring some attention and highlight to, so that when you are performing or getting a change management function in the government market, you have some standard of expectation, some standard of training that the people working on that team have had. Brooks Holton, tell us a little bit about what a change management professional is. Give us some background on the change management profession. What does this mean, and what types of training should a professional in this field have?
This is a great question. I think that with the accelerating cycle times in industry and in the federal government, meaning changes in technology, changes in work processes, changes in work location and habits, that more than ever before, we need to take a systematic approach to improving the odds that we're successful in making change. And that requires an understanding of human behavior and a focus that has largely been absent, I believe, in the past on not only the technical solution, for example, installing a new ERP system, but also the accompanying behavior that's required of individuals. And so in order to facilitate adoption of this new technology and effective deployment of the technology, you need to have an understanding as a professional of psychology, sociology, communications, learning, human capital, performance management, project management, an appreciation for how these different disciplines interact and inform the human side of change. I think that that's really the foundation.
So it sounds like this professional has a lot of things on his or her plate, has to be a master at some. Maria Darby from Booz Allen, you want to comment on a little bit of this?
I do, and I fully agree with everything Brooks just laid down. It's that multidisciplinary approach that is so key. But we really see a change management professional or practitioner as a facilitator of change. When you think about it, organizations who are going through the change need to own that change. The leaders that need to drive it are part of the organization. The managers that are going to make it real are part of the organization. So where does the change management practitioner that has that multidisciplinary background come in? They really come in ideally as a facilitator that can come in and work with the leaders in an organization, work with those frontline managers, and really help facilitate helping them recognize what they can work with that's right within their own organization to facilitate that process. Because with change management, you're moving from some state and some goal. And as Brooke said, you have a goal. It may be a technical goal. It may be an organizational, structural, policy. It may be all of the above. But you're moving from some state with its collective set of uncertainties to a future state. And Brooks hit the nail on the head that one of the key challenges in any of those types of change are really moving the people through that change. So a change management practitioner or professional really adds their value by coming in and working with the leaders already present in the organization to really help them recognize all those dimensions, when to pull on the different levers that are needed, how to work with specific cultural and people issues, yet at the same time, the change management practitioner knows how to do that in the backgrounds as a facilitator and a coach and bringing out the strengths in the organization's folks that have to both drive and live with the change for the long run.
So take me through this a little bit. At least let's start to take people through it a little bit. I'm a person in the government, and I need to have my organization keep pace with the times, shift things up, make sure that our positions are still relevant, make sure our functions are still relevant. What should a customer like myself hope to expect from a specially trained change management professional? Either one.
Larry, I'll take a first cut here and say that I think coming in up front is the ideal situation for a change management professional. Oftentimes what we'll see is that the technical change will proceed to a point and get stuck, and that's when people will call, leaders in the organization will call for the change management professional. That's not the ideal timing. The ideal timing is for the change management professional to be up front in planning the change, because there are different levers that are available to you as a leader implementing change at different points in the change cycle, if you will. And so a point I'd like to emphasize early on here is the importance of bringing in the change management perspective from the start, because it gives you a higher probability of success.
What the change practitioner can do is up front come in and serve as that third-party sort of honest broker to really help facilitate and drive the process of developing that shared sense of urgency, that burning platform.
Sounds to me like our change manager might need to have a chair and a whip, among other things, in their professional cadre. We're talking this half hour about the field of change management and what that means if you're a government agency buying a change management solution or a contractor working with somebody in government that's undergoing this process. My guests this half hour are Maria Darby, Senior Vice President from Booz Allen, and Brooks Holton, the Associate Professor and Associate Professor of Management at the McDonough School of Business in Georgetown. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about the program underway at Georgetown with Brooks and Maria. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Throughout the history of American defense, Northrop Grumman has helped give the men and women of our military an edge with innovative design. Northrop Grumman delivered the products and systems that changed the course of battles and of wars. Today, our technology makes a difference in every domain: air, land, sea, space, and cyberspace. The people of Northrop Grumman build satellites, unmanned systems, electronic systems, information technology, as well as submarines and ships. We build the systems that give our troops a moment-by-moment picture of the battle space and a critical war-fighting advantage, along with shields from enemy threats. For 70 years, wherever the American military has served, Northrop Grumman has supported our nation's and our allies' defenses with the most advanced technology. Northrop Grumman, defining the future.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, your humble host here on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where we bring you the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. As I mentioned at the top of the show, nominations are open, open indeed, for the Excellence in Partnership Awards. That is the awards program that recognizes the individuals and organizations that have made significant contributions to GSA's procurement programs over the past year. So maybe you know somebody in government that's made an innovative use of a GSA contract. Maybe they've been using GSA programs for years. Well, maybe you're an industry and you want to recognize either a contracting officer that's done something great for your company, or maybe you want to recognize yourself. That's all possible. Check out everything you need to know about the Excellence in Partnership Awards, and please nominate somebody deserving today at EIPAwards.com. That's EIPAwards.com. Or call Melissa King at the Coalition. She can be reached at 202-331-0975, and they will take care of you. Excellence in Partnership Awards coming up November 1st at the McLean Hilton. We're talking today about change management, talking about people who are intimately familiar not just with GSA programs, but with this emerging professional field. My guests are Maria Darby. Maria is with the firm of Booz Allen Hamilton, and Brooks Holden. Brooks is an associate professor in the School of Management at Georgetown University. When we went into that initial break, Maria Darby, we were talking a little bit about what a federal customer should hope to expect from a trained change management professional. I want to circle back and finish up with that before we move on. Why are the traits held by specially trained change managers important to customers, whether they're commercial or government customers?
It's so critical that the change management practitioner does have, as we started discussing, this multidisciplinary approach. What the value add to the government customer is, I'd like to use a metaphor for a second. Think of the well-trained physician. The physician has been to medical school, had all their academic learning. They've also done a residency. They've done practice. And then they go out, and basically they're on their own, and they have to go in patient by patient, make a diagnosis, and then they have to draw from all that formal training. They also have to draw from their toolkit, and they have to create a prescription for each individual situation. We really see the change management practitioner doing the same with their client, so that each organization, both even not just across the federal government, different agencies, but within them, as many of your listeners will well recognize, can have very, very different cultures, even within one organization. Change management is certainly not a one-size-fits-all. And the ability to come in, really look in a neutral way at the dynamics, the culture of the organization, some of the structural things, too, that those who are in the organization are so close to, they may not see as neutrally. The change management practitioner can come in and look at all this, do a diagnosis, draw upon all that kind of important theory and human behavior, all the backgrounds that Brooks talked about earlier, and then in addition have a whole tool set that they can draw upon to do sort of a tailored solution for that particular situation. What we would not advocate is that a change management professional is one-dimensional or comes in with a model or approach and rolls it out in a very rote manner. The change management practitioner or professional and the value add and the traits you're asking about are someone who can look at each situation uniquely and really pull upon the different levers that Brooks mentioned earlier. Again, for listeners who may have joined us since, we really see that change management has nine distinct vectors. It is not just about training and communications. It is about change strategy, certainly about change leadership, very much about stakeholder analysis and understanding the many groups, both within the organization and outside, that are impacted and that will affect the success of that change. And the practitioner plays a key role in facilitating, helping the organization sort all that out. We also see communications, human capital, learning and training, process, project management and performance management, all important vectors that are in that toolkit of that change management professional.
So we're beginning to get a sense of why now there are so much graduate-level activity and what type of really academic rigor is involved here. And that gets to the point that I my teaser going into this segment, talking about what's going on at Georgetown. So, Brooks Holton, tell us a little bit about how Georgetown got involved in all of this, and the McDonough School of Business specifically, working with this profession to teach graduate-level classes in change management. How are the courses there aligned with some of the things we've heard Maria talk about in terms of what types of expertise areas are required and how that manifests itself when you go and work on a specific project?
Well, super question. The issue in my mind is that this is both an art and a science, and Maria alluded to the medical analogy where the doctor has been trained in biochemistry and understanding human systems. We believe that there are core disciplines, academic disciplines, that inform change management, such as psychology, sociology, anthropology, and communication, as just four examples. And so we can bring in disciplinary experts, but also there's an art to this, and a business school is a unique applied place for learning where we're also trying to translate this core disciplinary knowledge to practice. And so we bring in guest speakers at Georgetown to talk about their experiences in change management, and that's where we'll get some of the art. So for many years, we've had a class and elective, both at the undergraduate and MBA level, in change management. What's new is recently we have collaborated with Booz Allen Hamilton to create what we call the Change Management Advanced Practitioner Program. And that program is designed to bring together, as Maria talked about, those nine vectors, studying both the art and the science. What's unique about this partnership and this program is that the first half of this class is taught by Georgetown discipline-based professors, but then complemented by the practitioners at Booz Allen Hamilton who are out doing change management day in and day out and can bring in not only the war stories but the critical insights into how to confront unique and difficult challenges within especially the government space.
So really a very good mix of the academic and the practical, which ideally you should need to make use of whether when you're in the field. You need the tools in your toolkit, but you also need to have the real-world experience. I want to come back and I want to talk a little bit further to our guests today, Maria Darby from Booz Allen Hamilton and Brooks Holton. When we do come back, I'm going to talk to them about, oh, change management training isn't exclusively for private sector practitioners, but there may be an application in the federal government as well. I'm Larry Allen, and you're listening to Off the Shelf right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Nominations for the Excellence in Partnership Awards are open. Here's your chance to recognize innovation and excellence in the contracting programs of the General Services Administration. Nominate that company that's gone the extra mile in supporting a government agency. Nominate that GSA representative who calls on your office and provides support. Nominate your own agency to recognize your innovative use of GSA to meet your agency's mission. Winners will be announced at the EIP Awards on November 1st. Go to eipawards.org and nominate someone today. That's eipawards.org.
And welcome back to Off the Shelf, where I am Larry Allen, president of the Coalition for Government Procurement. And for every half hour right here this time of week on Tuesdays, your host here on Off the Shelf on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, where we bring you the rabidly loyal listener in government and industry, the very latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement. As I always do, I want to thank you for your feedback here. We like getting your input here on Off the Shelf. If you have not contacted us yet, or even if you have and you have more ideas, perhaps today's discussion has sparked a question or two, contact us here at the station. Our email address is offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com. That's offtheshelf@federalnewsradio.com, and we'll be happy to get back to you. My guests this half hour are Maria Darby. Maria is Senior Vice President with the firm of Booz Allen Hamilton. and Brooks Holton. Brooks is an associate professor of management in the Georgetown University McDonough School of Business, where he is also the interim associate dean. Our subject is change management. As we went into that last break, my guests, we were talking about the fact that change management training isn't exclusively for private sector practitioners. Whether you're a private sector practitioner providing change management for a commercial sector entity or a government entity, there's also an application if I'm a federal government employee as well. There's been some initial discussion even about adding a change management training component for the federal acquisition workforce for part of their training. Maria Darby, Brooks, Holton, talk a little bit about how can change management principles be applied if I'm a federal manager, and what benefits can acquisition professionals specifically derive from having this sort of training?
Certainly. I think the acquisition professional is particularly key. As they look and are forming and finalizing procurements and scopes of work, looking at procuring work where change management is going to be a key success factor or integrated into it, the ability to recognize that multidisciplinary definition versus just a component of program management, I think is very key. Everything from the kind of labor categories and professionals they'd be seeking, depth of the scope of work and what it may involve, I think the better awareness, I think for the acquisition professional, a increased awareness level would be very, very valuable to understanding this. I think there's a whole nother set of dimensions for the technical leads within the government for having some change management training, also at the awareness level, but certainly as folks within the organization who need to tap on that organization's resources, I think change management training would be extremely valuable to, again, have that broader understanding of what it really takes to have that extra insurance that the change is going to be successful, is going to take not only multidisciplines, but multiple resources in the organization coming together to make it a success. And the more the higher level awareness that a government professional has of what that's going to take, it's not all coming from the human resources shop, or it may not all be coming from the senior administrator. It's coming from many dimensions of the organization, and since we all too often see that most of our many organizations default to their stovepipes or their stovepipe way of operating, this is one case where it's almost mission critical to get out of those stovepipes and see how the entire organization is going to have to be engaged, how those resources are going to be tapped. And I think arming the government professional with a higher level awareness of what all it takes would be very valuable so that they can leverage their internal resources more effectively. Brooks?
Well, I would agree. You know, we've talked about levers, we've talked in generalities, but if you take just one of the nine vectors and think about human capital, if you want people to adopt change, there need to be, in general, incentives that facilitate and reward them from moving to the new behavior. We are thinking more about incentives and less about punishments for doing the wrong things or the old things, but it needs to be thought in a comprehensive, thoughtful, cohesive way in order to be effective. Communications isn't one memo at the start of the change, but it's about a systematic process throughout where the message is changing or being tailored based on where you are in the change management process. And so that's what we mean in a little more specific on two of these dimensions.
Now, in particular, Brooks, you have something coming up at Georgetown for federal practitioners, people who want to get a little bit more information about this if they're in the federal government. Tell us about that.
Sure. We have found the program with Booz Allen to be highly successful, and it's our desire now to roll this out to the government workspace. On October 13th, we're holding a class at Georgetown that is free for qualified government employees. We are targeting GS 14, 15, and SES for this program. But if they would contact my colleague, Eddie Fognotti, whose email is E, ZF@msb.edu. That's Echo Zulu Foxtrot at McDonoughSchoolofBusiness.edu. We will bring in a full-day program to help people get an overview and an understanding and appreciation for why change management is so important, both the science part of it, but as well the art and the nuances and the opportunities that exist for government professionals.
So you've got that coming up on October 13th again. So if you're listening to this, you've got some time October 13th. You ought to check it out. Again, the email address is ezf@msb.edu, and they'll tell you everything that you need to know about that. All right. In the time we have left, Maria Darby and Brooks Holton, my guests today, I want to talk a little bit about where you each see the change management profession heading. This is something, at least in the federal government space, that is an emerging idea, an emerging standard. Where are we going to be 2 or 3 years from now? Maria Darby?
I'm really encouraged by what I'm seeing across the board, both in the private sector and across the federal space, in the increased recognition of the criticality of change management as an integral part of the overall process. We see several organizations forming not just a temporary program management element of change in their efforts, but we're seeing many organizations actually start to create permanent positions of a change management officer or lead, because we are going through continual change. And I think the other recognition out there is a few years ago, many associated change almost synonymously with the organizational development professional or the OD professional. While organizational development is one of those very important backgrounds to successful change management, the other encouraging trend I see is recognizing that there is an ongoing and critical role for this multidisciplinary change element. So I really believe that we're going to see more programs like the one we've discussed today. I will, instead of being the business process person or communications professional who happens to practice in around the edges of change management, I really see more and more folks going into a specific path of wanting that multidisciplinary tool set and becoming a change management practitioner versus, again, the one dimension that participates in change management.
I want to thank my guests this half hour, Maria Darby from Booz Allen Hamilton and Brooks Holton from Georgetown University, McDonough School of Business, for talking here this half hour about change management. I'm Larry Allen with the Coalition for Government Procurement, your host. Join us again here next week on Off the Shelf as we bring you the latest developments in the world of commercial solutions procurement, right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
You've been listening to Off the Shelf with Larry Allen of the Coalition for Government Procurement. If you missed any part of this program, you can hear the entire show on our website, federalnewsradio.com. Off the Shelf, Tuesday mornings at 10:30, only on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. WFED, your source for federal news now.